We meet again, and first I have rather a personal request. I would like permission to charge the Willows £20 a week for expenses. We were going to pay Simon, he wanted £100 a week. But if I could get permission for this, I would be extremely grateful. We are losing, of course, the loose offering because we're not meeting together. But that amount is something that can be afforded and may have been drawn in the past, but I want it to be official. So if you could let us know if you agree to £20 a week, for me personally, I would be grateful. I'm glad to tell you that Richard has accepted the call to be an associate minister working alongside me. I can now tell you that my operation is on the 20th of March at a cost of £2,915. We have, thank the Lord, and one very generous donor, we have raised all but about £700. So I know the Lord is good, and if you've got any queries about that, then please speak to Bruce Barker if you're embarrassed about speaking to me. Can I tell you also that concerning church gatherings, we would be allowed to meet outside the Willows, outdoor from April the 12th, but of course that would depend on the weather, and from May the 17th, we can meet inside. So that's just good news for the future. And as we start our worship, we are going to sing the song, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He gives to those who yield their
We're now going to sing two songs. The first, My Jesus, My Savior. And the second one, a challenge, Let the Beauty of Jesus Seen in Me. Thank you.
chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the people of the church in Thessalonica, who belong to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be yours. We always thank God for you all and always mention you in our prayers. For remember before our God and Father how you put your faith into practice, how your love made you work so hard, and how your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is firm. Our brothers, we know that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own. For we brought the good news to you, not with words only, but also with power and the Holy Spirit, and with complete conviction of its truth. You know how we lived when we were with you. It was for your own good. You imitated us and the Lord, and even though you suffered much, you received the message with the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. So you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only did the message about the Lord go out from you, throughout Macedonia and Achaia, but the news about your faith in God has gone everywhere. There is nothing then that we need to say. All those people speak about how you received us when we visited you, and how you turned away from idols to God to serve the true living God and to wait for his Son to come from heaven, his Son Jesus, whom he raised from death, and who rescues us from God's anger that is coming. Amen.
We come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, because you are a wonderful God. You have helped us as the Willows Church through many difficulties, and we rejoice in what's happening now. We thank you, Lord, for the support and interest that we are getting from the Torbay Council, and they are actually looking for a site for our porter cabin. So hopefully not too many years yet before we have our own centre in the Willows. So Lord, we've got so much to thank you for, and we rejoice in your goodness to us. We thank you too, Lord, for all that's being done to conquer this terrible virus. We thank you for our NHS. We thank you for doctors, nurses, for the fire service, for the police, and for all who are helping in so many, many ways. We thank you for the vaccinations. Lord, we're getting more and more people vaccinated. Where some people are doubtful, Lord, convince them, please. Help us to convince them that, as the Queen has said, there is no danger, but it is good to have that vaccination. And I've had it, and Lord, I rejoice. I didn't have any after effects or anything. So there we are, Lord. Be with us, help us, keep us strong. Be with those who are unemployed. Be with those whose firms are closing down. Be with their owners. Be with their staff. And Lord, there are so many needs at the moment, but we pray, Lord, that you, who are such a faithful God, will meet these needs in one way or another. We don't ask for abundance of things, Lord, but we do ask that all people's needs, what we really need, might be met. Help us, Lord, to follow you. Help us to put our trust in you. You are a rock for us, and we thank you. We know we can come to you at any time, and we know, Lord, that you will be there for us. The challenge for us today is going to be how we let the beauty of Jesus be seen in our lives. And Lord, we know that you want us to share your love with others. And this is a wonderful way we could do it, because we can't do it on our own, but we can do it with you. And so, Lord, we pray that Jesus might truly be seen in us as a church, be seen in us in our families, be seen in us individually, so that we might truly share your love and see more and more people coming to know Jesus as their Saviour. In his name we pray. Amen. And now, to help us with letting Jesus be seen in us, we're going to sing More About Jesus, Would I Know. Our message today is entitled, How to Become More Like Jesus. We have a wonderful God and we want to please him, don't we? So I've got a couple of points for you. If we're going to become more like Jesus, there needs to be, number one, spiritual growth. And our first step in spiritual growth is to start changing the way that we think. The way that we must think determines the way we feel, and the way we feel influences is the way that we act. So discipleship, that's part of it. The process of becoming like Jesus, once we decide to get serious about becoming like him, we must begin to set our hearts and acts in new ways. We can be certain that the Holy Spirit will help us with all these changes. Paul says to the Corinthians, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, fix for it is God who works in us to will and to act according to his people. In other words, the work out is our responsibility and the work in is God's role. Paul says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you'll know what God wants you to do. Paul says, there must be spiritual renewal of your thoughts and your attitudes. God has given to us his Spirit. That is why we don't think the same way as the people of this world. So let us transform, let God transform us inwardly so that there is a complete change of our mind. Then we will be able to know the will of God, which is good and pleasing to him and is perfect. So we need to grow spiritually. Number two, it is the truth that can transform us. Spiritual growth is the process of replacing lies with the truth. The Spirit of God uses the Word of God to make us like the Son of God. To become like Jesus, we must fill our lives with his Word. Jesus prayed, sanctify my followers by the truth. Your word is the truth. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. So, God's word is the spiritual nourishment that we must have to fulfill God's purpose. So Peter says, crave pure spiritual milk so that in it you may grow up in your salvation. And the psalmist says, how sweet are your works to my taste, Lord, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So, to be a healthy disciple of Jesus, we must feed on God's word, and that must be our priority. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. Excuse me for the break. In today, living and abiding in God's word includes 9 activities. And here they are. 1, we must accept the Bible's authority. There's no point in knowing the Bible if we don't accept what it says. Number 2, we must assimilate the Bible's truth. In other words, we must receive that truth. 3, we must read it. 4, we must research it. 5, we must remember it. 6, we must reflect on it and what it says. We should apply the Bible's principles to our life. We should be doers of the word and not just hearers. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, my friends, to be more like Jesus, we need to grow spiritually and let the truth transform us. The Holy Spirit will equip and empower us to fulfill this. We don't do it on our own. We need to become more like Jesus so that others can see him living in us. And that is the best way to reach the lost, that they may not see us, but Jesus. That's the way they will know about his love and his way of life. So, the best way to reach the lost is that they too see Jesus as their Saviour, because they see him living in us. You know, our testimony is the strongest way very often that we can share the truth of God's love. Tell people what God has done for us and let them see Jesus living in us. See us walking with him. God bless you. Amen. Now the challenge comes in the last song. May the fragrance of Jesus, it says, fill this place. It says, may the glory of Jesus fill this church. And it says, may the beauty of Jesus fill our lives. May that be so.
May the fragrance of Jesus fill this place. May the fragrance of Jesus fill this place.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love. And we ask that you would help us by the power of the Spirit to become daily more and more like Jesus. We know we cannot do it on our own, Lord, but if we're willing, the Holy Spirit can transform us. And instead of other people hearing and seeing all about us, they might see Jesus living and working in us. And so, Lord, may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.